Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Yeah, live from Minneapolis to St. Paul.
Monstrous Radio.
Live. Yeah, that's what's up. So, hey, welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live. Today is Monstrous Monday. Yes, I know what day it is today. If you tuned into last week's show, it is what it is. Now, I got one of the monsters with me. I got Miss Unbelievable. So, all right, let's go and check in with her right quick. You know how we start out the show. So, what's good, Miss Unbelievable? How you doing, Mama? Hello.
Done it with my music. She all good, though.
So, how you feeling?
We good.
You
know, it's a rainy Monday here in Minnesota, so it's good as it's gonna get.
Right. Why? Well, we already gave us half of our urban weather report. Why don't you go ahead and finish it up and tell the people what's the temperature like? Hello.
Cold. No, I'm just kidding. It's about 64. But okay, I could say it's raining and it's lightning. We got like a nice little thunderstorm going on. But I'll be cool with the thunderstorm. I just don't want to see the little white things mixed in with it. That's that snow I'm talking about, y'all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, otherwise I'm good. I mean, this right. is truly fall weather, so I ain't mad at it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So, all right, we got some entertainment news for y'all, also known as the who's bumping who and who's getting fat. Y'all know how we do it around here, so we got some of that coming up for y'all. We might got some people calling in. We got some people over here, but they haven't pressed one. We are definitely appreciating your love, though. But the number is 424-243-9649, but you got to press one if you want to talk. So, all right, let me see. I got some hot new music for y'all. Let me see. I know what I got. I got some hustle game for y'all. All right, we'll go ahead and get into it. So, I guess you want to tell people anything before we go ahead and get these things started?
This is about to be a nice show with, you know, nice new music coming on with a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and, you know, whatever else that pop up on this Monday, this Monsters Monday. Be looking for some monstrous stuff. That's about it. You know, because we keep it monstrous. And we can talk about our weekend. You know, what's been going down. Who did what. Who was in where. You know, let's do Minneapolis. Right. Who's bumping who. Who's bumping what. You know, that's what I'm saying.
And how it went
what
down.
What news you know.
Concert. So, all right, check it out. We're going to go ahead and start out and go ahead and get monstrous. So, you know the number, 424-243-9649, but you got to press one if you want to talk. Yeah. This is a new hustle gang. It's called Friends. T.I., Rah-Rah, Brandon Rossi, Tokyo Jet, Trader Truth, and Young Dro. Let's get it. Monstrous.
We live, y'all. Yeah.
You know, 95 Mac with the polo buck,
right.
Cuban link on with the cheese and
right.
I'm doing a mo-ho, I'm saying the leap.
Yeah.
Need pussy and money, that's how I bring in the week. I'm talking Monday afternoon, now we're busting it down. I ain't making this up, I ain't fucking around. I'm in the valleys at the LA on my cell phone. Get the pussy, get the head, get the hell on.
Come pick the felon with no right to bear on. Still I do, but carefully, I'm who they tell on.
Niggas watching, but we keep it going like the camera rolling and them people on us. You know, middle finger out the beamer like pop. One hand on my dick, one hand on my Glock. All gas. Do the dash, I don't plan on stop. Got a mouth full of gold,
shirt off on pop.
Stay around with my nigga with a does habit. My other nigga drinking lean, got a pot belly. No, we ain't finna play no game, not at our pier. I hit your head long rain like Paul Pierce. And drop a song, bitch, your head hear it all year.
And like it one thing clear, like it one thing straight. Can't straighten it, bitch, move shit up out the way. Put your hands in the air, bitch, show me what to say. You know it.
Friends.
Yeah.
We use that term loosely to loosely.
Yeah, that shit.
Nah, everybody ain't your friend.
None of that shit.
We use that term loosely to loosely.
Yeah.
Everybody ain't your friend.
Yo, lad, need mine, bitch. Fuck all that. Where that money at? Bitch, fuck all that. Where that money at?
Everybody ain't your friend.
Yo, lad, need mine, bitch. Fuck all that. Where that money at? Bitch, fuck all that.
Authenticity, the wrist at least 60, you're killing me. Jimmy chew 1,000 on my bitch feet. Japanese diet, only thing I eat is kimchi. Get a foot long to your bitch, no blimpy.
Over Rittenbacher, I'm the only bitch popping in the whole clique of y'all. Damn, show couldn't stop it. Running straight to the money, that's the only way I'm rocking. And if you ain't got that, then they might get the popping. I ain't fucking with the crowd, I'm a different kind of bitch. Go to quarter point fingers, you a different kind of snitch. Think I wanna buy a yacht, be a different kind of rich. But I'm still from the hood, I settle for a brick.
And if I call you a friend, I'd die for you. It's even if we don't communicate a fable. Man, I was raised in the trench by a straight crook. One lady see me on the street, grab the pocketbook. I'm sharp as a pocket knife on IG. This address on my ID. Should tell you I'm from Bankhead. You know nothing, try me. I put you over my knee and spank your ass like my knees. I'm kicking shit, Tai Chi until it's over, capiche?
Call him Jimmy John's, cause some shooters gonna deliver. Make him catch after hours outside the way he living.
Don't forget Tokyo, man. We gotta keep pimping, man. I'm walking with these whole 5 grand for the linen.
Friends.
Yeah.
We use that term loosely to loosely.
All that shit.
Everybody ain't your friend.
Start none of that shit.
We use that term loosely to loosely.
Yeah.
Everybody ain't your friend.
Yo, lad, need mine, bitch. Fuck all that. Where that money at? Bitch, fuck all that. Where that money at?
Everybody ain't your friend.
Yo, lad, need mine, bitch. Fuck all that. Where that money at? Bitch, fuck all that. Where that money at?
Everybody ain't your friend. You already know where the Lord is like. Ain't the time to get around their homeboys and lie. And then they owe you time to pay to be like, oh, I forgot. Then when my nigga Trey called him, okay, in the parking lot.
Better though, I keep a rocket, so I'm balling like a poet. Opened up the safe, I got it looking like a gourd. Hustle like a motherfucker, fuck with niggas charge. And I came from being nothing, now I'm top 5 thought. Know the game need renovation, fuck it, no penetration. Money my demonstration, foreigns in my destination. Come to me and mine, I'ma send it with no hesitation. Pull up on your block, light it up like it's a celebration.
Friends.
Yeah.
We use that term loosely to loosely.
All that shit.
Everybody ain't your friend.
None of that shit.
We use that term loosely to loosely.
Yeah.
Everybody ain't your friend.
Yo, lad, need mine, bitch. Fuck all that. Where that money at? Bitch, fuck all that. Where that money at?
Everybody ain't your friend.
Yo, lad, need mine, bitch. Fuck all that. Where that money at? Bitch, fuck all that. Where that money at?
Yeah, Monstrous Music coming from Monstrous, Minnesota. Stick with me. I got two more tracks to run, and we're going to open up the line. The first one's by Lecrae. The next one's by INS. So check it out. This is called Come and Get Me, Monstrous Radio Live. New music you may have never, ever heard before. Get it! Let's get it! 424-243-9649. But you got to press 1. Come and get me, Lecrae.
You better tell me if you're with me. I know the devil trying to stop me. Got these people out here wishing they could pop me. If they want me, come and get me. Man, I ain't scared of none of y'all. The only thing I fear, the IRS and God. If you want me, go against me. Nah, they probably better think twice. Got angels over my head, war on my mind. If you want me, come and get me. Well, y'all might as well go ahead. I'm probably more of a threat to y'all when I'm dead, though. 24 years old, my mama brought me to the globe. She tried to tell me it was cold and taught me how to keep the cold. Nah, nah, nah. She told me to go to school and get my education. But remember, there's a bias to them books that they've been making. Gave me solo nights and taught me about the middle passage. Told me God ain't writing at this. More to life than rapping. I express my opinions, my faith, and my views. If they want to keep me quiet, tell them, dude, you better tell me if you with me. I know the devil trying to stop me. Got these people out here wishing they could pop me. If they want me, come and get me. Man, I ain't scared of none of y'all. The only thing I fear, the IRS and God. If you want me, go against
probably more of a threat to y'all when I'm dead, though. Huh. Once upon a time, God opened up my mind, and he showed me I don't have to be a product people buy. With this God-given wisdom, I can climb out the hole. Stay about the system, cause the system never lets you go. Speak the truth without no fear, it's gonna ruin my career. I've been a mascot for too long, I ain't come here for no cheers. First of all, let me be clear one time, let me be real one time. If you want a religious puppet, you gon' have to hang this guy. I've been around the world and seen pretty girls get caged up like sex slaves. Crooked cops done pulled me over, treated me like I ain't made in the image of God, and that's so odd. I'm in Sunday service with a snapback, and if you're hating on me, gon' hate, but if you gon' ride, you better tell me if you with me. I know the devil trying to stop me, got these people out here wishing they could pop me. If they want me, come and get me. Man, I ain't scared of none of y'all, the only thing I fear the IRS and God. If you want me, go against me. Nah, they probably better think twice, got angels over my head, war on my mind. If you want me, come and get me.
Well, you are now in the monster mix with DJ Iman.
Limitation interplanetary on my navigation. You can follow me to every destination. Come on, let me make it plain. Look, I'm just trying to fly with you. Let me tell it, man. Look, I ain't never lied to you. I'ma keep it real. I'ma ride with you. Get the key and peel. If you're getting money like you're getting a wheel, gon' fill a base, gon' make a meal. If you're hating on me, then you're speaking tongues. Get a translator.
Oh, yeah.
If you're flaking on me, gon' let us know. I got plans later. Look, I've been trying to tell them since 0405. That's real talk. Still, you know these people doubt me every time. Had an alter ego, but my ego altered at the altar call. Looked up at the ceiling and I heard the angels talking, y'all. What they say, they said. I was made in his image, in his likeness. Fight this if you don't like this. Herbs and spices, righteous. Nothing in the world quite like this. Hold on to it with a tight fist. Prototype this, no matter what your type
is. You better tell me if you with me. I know the devil trying to stop me. Got these people out here wishing they could pop me. If they want me, come and get me. Man, I ain't scared of none of y'all. The only thing I fear the IRS and God. If you want me, go against me. Nah, they probably better think twice. Got angels over my head, war on my mind. If you want me, come and get me. Well, y'all might as well go ahead. I'm probably more of a threat to y'all when I'm dead, though.
Yeah, Monstrous Radio Live. So, hey, we got INS coming up next. But first, we got to get to one of our sponsors. Get in.
Here at Monstrous Radio, we got a new product sponsor called Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. Yeah, that's right. Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. I know it's wintertime, but you ever met somebody breath so stink that they snot stink? I mean, breath so bad that it make you stop breathing. Smell like they've been chewing on double butt hubba bubba bubblegum. Breath so bad that they thought stink. Be like, ooh, did you fart? No, shut up, your breath stink. So next time you meet somebody like that, get them some Smack in the Mouth bubblegum. That's right, Smack in the Mouth bubblegum. Now available at the Quick Pick Me Out and Rob Me Corner Store. Blunt's three for a dollar, but that's six on EBT.
So, hey, check it out. This is INF Gorillas. This is called Jump Off. So, hey, if you're in the Twin Cities, somebody hit them up and let them know, hey, homie, they playing y'all music on Monstrous Radio Live with DJ E Monster.
We in the club with a yeah. Call me in the hood with a jumper, yeah. Call me in the bar with a jumper,
turn up.
We be the town with a jumper,
turn up.
Jump off, 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 jump off,
jump off, jump off, jump off, jump off, jump off, jump off, jump off, jump off, jump off, jump off like LeBron James, I'm on fire, I'm torching. So hot, I'm scorching. Jump off like Curry, Lord knows it's a blessing. Lights out like Steffi. Jump off like a Webby, shoot shots like Kobe. Jump off like a jump off, and that jump off, she know me. She jump off like she had enough. Jump off like we in a bed. Jump off like you in a mountain. Jump off like you on the edge.
We in the club, jump off,
jump off.
How we in the club,
jump off,
how we in the
club,
jump off.
We be the
jump on the
jump off,
yeah.
Jump in the club with a jump off,
jump in the bar with a jump off,
jump in the hood with a jump off,
jump off,
jump off,
yeah.
I be in the club when it jump off. Real nigga hit no knock off. Shorty might just get popped off. Headed to the hood with the top off. Knock off, y'all knock off. Y'all fake niggas, y'all knock off. We hop out, we hop out, we hop out.
top off, blow your top off. Money come when it pop off, money come when it dump off. Money come, little nigga, don't make me pour that pump out. Turn your chest to some applesauce. Damn nigga, y'all niggas lost. Yeah nigga, we on that shit, that money shit at all costs.
We in the club with a jumper, jump off. How we in the club with a jumper, jump off. How we in the club with a jumper, jump off. We be that top on the jumper, yeah. Jump in the club with a jumper. Jump in the bar with a jumper. Jump in the hood with a jumper. Jump off. Yeah.
Been waiting on shit to jump off. I'm the first one to let the pump off. Turn your pants backwards like crisscross. Ground bright red like hot sauce. I never been a hater, but they hate me. And can't that nigga replace me? I ain't scared, I spray thing. Have your chest looking like baked beans. I can tell now she want it. She jump right up on it. Beat the thing up all night till early in the morning. Then it be on it. Poppin', you know I'm never stopping. Jump off, I let the pump off. Cause I heard these fuck niggas watch.
We in the club with a jumper, jump off. How we in the club with a jumper, jump off. How we in the bar with a jumper, jump off. We be that top on the jumper, yeah. Jump in the club with a jumper, jump in the bar with a jumper, jump in the hood with a jumper, jump off, jump off, yeah.
Ah, damn it, my bad. I was trying to get to this drop right.
Yo, what's up? This your girl Jazzy B, and you are now rocking with us on Monster US Radio with a roar.
Alright, so that's what's up. So, alright, we all made it to our entertainment part of it, the who's bumping who and who's getting fat, and then we'll go ahead and open up the lines. Looks like we got some people over here. They don't press one already. We got listeners and talkers.
Hey, mm-hmm.
Get it, Miss Unbelievable. You about ready?
We ready.
All right, let's go ahead and get it. So, as everybody knows, hold on, let me get some of this background music over here. Every good player's got some background music. Come on now. Let's get it in there somewhere. So, check out, as everybody knows, we all went to bed last night. Everything was cool. As most of America, we woke up this morning to this horrific thing that went down in Vegas. Apparently, there was a shooting in Vegas. Not apparently, but you understand what I'm trying to get to. There was a big shooting in Vegas at a concert, a country concert. And what they say, 58 people are dead and like 500 people are injured. So it was a crazy thing that went on in Vegas early. I don't know if it was early this morning, last night. I haven't had much time to check it out too much. But apparently there's a big fundraiser going on with, you know, trying to help the people out. Let's see who's all involved in this fundraiser that's going on. Looks like they got Mike Tyson, Kid Rock. Looks like they're putting together some money to put up. Let's see who else. The Chainsmokers, whoever they are. Oakland Raiders donated $50,000. Looks like everybody's given to a GoFundMe account. Steve Soviak, looks like he kicked in $10,000. Looks like a lot of people are donating a lot of money to help raise for, you know, the victims, to help them and their families. Even the guy from, what's his name, Dana White from UFC, he's going to donate $1 million affected by the Las Vegas shooting because that's his hometown. So he said he's going to do anything he can to get the city back on its feet and help the people recover. So, you know, that's a big thing. You know what I mean? I mean, I hate to say that, you know, that a horrific thing like that draws people together and lets them show that they have compassion. But, I mean, sometimes that's what happens. Some of these horrific things. I mean, have you heard about much about what went on last night? I know you're just as busy as I am. I mean, have you heard stuff, any information that I may not have touched?
Some of the things I've heard that when he went into the hotel, he had 12 bags. Now, me working in the hotel business and being at the front desk, mm-hmm. you should get a little suspicious when there's only one person, because you're watching the people come in and out. I don't care if there's 2,000, 3,000, you're watching people come in, especially if they say, only need one key, it's only me, because you usually ask how many are with your party. And if you see one man bringing in 12 bags and only there for 2 days, antenna should be going off. Like, your radar should be going off, because what he got in there? What is he doing? And I understand you're in Vegas, but still, nobody need 12 bags. 2-3 at the latest. And then how is he getting them through security? They're bags. They're not boxes. They're bags. How are you getting 12 bags through security without security going, what does this man need 12 bags for?
Right. That's been a red flag. And it had to be mostly guns. I mean, and ammo. I mean, come on.
Isn't it going off?
Convention in town.
Right. That's something that we would probably need to see. And what, did he have a permit, you know, to carry all that ammo? And what did he say? He was going to a gun show. What was the factor that they didn't notice? Maybe because he was white? Because, you know, they turn a blind eye to when it's white, older.
Right.
Don't look like a terrorist.
In the news. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and they didn't show his face for a long time.
They showed his face?
And then what killed me, what killed me was they said this Christian terrorist. Okay, what does that have to do with anything?
A Christian terrorist.
Yeah. I said, here we go. Always bringing race or something in it.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll say this part, and then we'll go ahead and open up the lines a little bit, you dig, and let people chime in with us. But it looks like Hughley looks like he's upset. Well, you know how he is. He's very boisterous on what he feels. Looks like he's saying the most dangerous thing about Americans isn't guns or ISIS. It's your fellow Americans. He's pointing out that there were no laws stopping the gunmen from pulling off the deadliest mass shooting of all time. As he puts it, it's easier to get an assault weapon in America than it is to get some Sudafed. Whoops, looks like he's got a video that says what he says. You can check it out on TMZ.com. I mean, I hate to say it, but he's got some merit to what he's saying, though. It is what it is. There's a little bit of merit to what he's talking about. Because I have heard something on the news talking about it's really hard to get this. It's really hard to get that in America. I'm like, what's he talking about? You can go to any gun convention and buy an AK-47, for real. Or you can buy the parts and put it together yourself. I'm just saying. So something got to be done. Who's going to do it? I don't know. But, all right, let's check in with our other person over here. 612-250, who we got on the line on a monstrous Monday? Hello.
E-Monster.
Oh, what's good?
What's up, my man?
Hey, just being monstrous on a Monday. You dig? How was your weekend?
It was good. I had my fiance over.
Okay. That's what's up. Spend some time with the man. Okay. Did you guys?
Yep. And I also went to the weekend concert. Huh?
Oh, okay. How was the weekend concert? How was that? That's an update.
I liked it, but. Huh?
I said, tell us all about it. Give us the update.
I didn't know that there was going to be like a lot of people like smoking different things inside the Excel Center. Like they were smoking weed and smoking cigarettes and e-cigs and.
Oh, oops. Right. Okay. I know. Huh? Got it in. Like
yeah, for
that.
The weekend.
The
weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You saw me post pictures on Facebook.
Oh no, I gotta check that out. I gotta check that out. So, all right, what songs did he do?
He did the that Party Monster song, the and the Earned It song, and the other one of those other songs of that Often song. And
okay.
I think you know that one, that song of the often. Have you heard that one before?
I'm not for sure. Probably if I, you know, I don't know by name. I go through so many songs that probably if I heard the melody,
oh,
I probably
that,
would know it. Okay.
Yeah, he's because he sings often, often. Let me do this often. Make that pussy pop and, you know.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
I wasn't sure if you knew that one or not, but that's what he was singing, too.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
It's like a sexual song.
I mean, how
thing.
Was his performance, though?
I know.
How was his performance? I mean, did he dance around? Did he have backup dancers?
Well, Gucci Mane was his guest, and so that other guy, Nave, whatever his name is,
okay.
It's NAV. I forgot how to say his name.
I'll take your word for it. I was Gucci
yeah,
Mane.
Well,
did he get it in?
Yeah, he was. I think that he looks kind of handsome, but he has like those different things in his teeth, like probably because he smokes those different things of. Cigarettes and stuff, so I see like gold stuff in his teeth. Like, I don't know. Hopefully, it's not grilled.
Oh, my goodness! Oh, my goodness! Just wind on Gucci Mane teeth. Oh, live on Monsters Radio. Don't nobody get no respect.
Oh, no.
That's what's up. what else is going on? I mean, anything else you want to put out there? You know what I mean?
And then my birthday is this coming weekend on Sunday.
You say what?
My birthday is this weekend on Sunday.
Oh, snap. Okay. So you're going to have a party?
I wasn't sure if you knew it was my birthday, but.
No, I didn't know. You're going to have a party?
Well, I'm playing bingo at the Pot of Gold for all three sessions.
Oh, okay.
It's in Arden Hills.
Okay, I'm playing bingo on your birthday.
Yeah.
Okay, bingo on your birthday. All right, that's what's up.
Yep, bingo on my birthday. Yeah, because I can't drink alcohol much, so. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know if you remember, but we had a show that went on this weekend, you know. It was with Zoe Dallas. Matter of fact, I'm going to spin this track right quick, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about how that show went, me and Miss Unbelievable. So, you want to do any shout-outs or anything like that? I mean, you know, Monstrous Monday is your moment right now. What you want to do?
Yeah. Well, I was trying to... Yeah, I like Miss Unbelievable and you also. And I was trying to, I still can't seem to find her on my, I can't seem to find her name on my Twitter account or Facebook, so I don't know how I can. And
yes,
also my fiance.
Can't nobody find her.
Huh?
Can't nobody find her. It's unbelievable. So it's unfindable and everything else in between. There's too many words.
Yeah, right.
Yes,
she knows
hit
how
up Monsters Radio, and then I will find you. How about that?
Also, I go on the website.
Yeah, just drop it on the website, and then I'll look you up.
Like on his Facebook or
on the Monsters page.
Oh, on the actual website.
Yeah.
No, on Facebook.
Yeah,
on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, everybody out there, go there, drop a picture, say, I like the show, whatever.
Drop it.
Put in Facebook, capital T, and then a regular H-E, and then a capital M, oh, and then a regular case, M-O-N-S-T-A-R-Z, Monstars. Get it? The Monstars. You can find the page, like it.
Monsters.
Drop your picture. Yep. Sometimes if you're at our event and you post in the thing with your picture at the event, showing us love on a video or something, you can win a shirt. I'm just saying, we're trying to get our page up.
Hey, I want one. Oh, yeah, no.
That's what's up. Hey, do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. So, all right, so check it out. We're about to play a zone of dollars, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the event. Check it out. This is called Post and Delete. I like this track. I'm just saying. I don't know what it is. Other track,
that's my favorite.
I like that, too. Yeah, yeah. The whole crowd went crazy when it sounded like this. Yeah. Monster, it's Monday. DJ E Monster and the Monstars. Hit us up on all social media. The Monstars, DJ E Monster, a Monster US Radio.
I drink so much champagne. She be swerving in a rave. She act like I'm a chauffeur. She wanna stand in our way. She not tryna be part of that way. Comments if we conversate. Tryna throw it in my face. Tryna get me out my game. I say, post and delete. Yeah. Post and delete, 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 post and delete. Hey, little mama, you tripping? I ain't really with that issue. It's gonna really be some shit if I get caught on the internet with ya. I don't really do the pictures. We gon' do this a little different. Ain't no touching, no kissing. When we in public, shorty just listen. I post and delete, don't keep it up. These people just tryna keep up with us. Put two and two, tryna figure out if me and you fucking or what. Yeah. Shorty, you just want the wave. Fucking with me cause I'm paid. Shorty, y'all already know. Cause a young nigga made. I drank so much champagne. She been swerving in a rave. She act like I'm a chauffeur. She wanna stand in our way. She not tryna be part of that way. Comments if we conversate. Tryna throw it in my face. Tryna get me out my game. I say, post and delete. Yeah. Post and delete. Post and delete. Yeah. Yeah. Post and delete. Post and delete. Post and delete. Post and delete. Post and delete.
Had to block your account and unfollow your app. Yeah, bitch, you the worst. And if you try to tag me, I'ma start spazzing. Shade room and baller alert. I was just minding my business. It was just me and my niggas. You started liking his pictures. I started piping these bitches. Pussy pop a perk and get busy. I'm about to fuck around and call this bitch. Like delete all that shit. Can't keep my name out your mouth. Eating all that dick. Juggling my balls and shit. I was trying to record my conversations like a federale. And everybody trying to reach me like I'm Ricky Bobby. Black pyramid. That don't mean I'm Illuminati. Ain't gotta pull a trigger. Homies got a couple bodies. Believe that. I ain't with the fake shit, top up on spray shit. Hit you like emoji with the faces. Never get the police my statement. Never said shit by the bricks that I had up in my basement. Stop it, what the fuck you want from me? Know my time and my money, bitch, that ain't free. What you call a king with a chain, a masterpiece. And don't talk that shit if you gon' post me delete.
I'm drinking so much champagne. Sipping, swerving in a rave. She act like I'm a chauffeur. She wanna stand in our way. She not tryna be part of that way. Comments if we conversate. Tryna throw it in my face. Tryna get me out my game. I say, post and delete. Yeah. Post and delete. Post and delete. Yeah. Yeah. Post and delete. Post and delete. Post and delete. Post and delete. Post and delete.
Shorty got all in the feelings. Told her I ain't with the Instagram. Lil mama when we chillin'. I ain't down with the filming. No Snapchat and no Periscope. You could do that shit, but not by me, though. Don't want no pics in the Rover. How many times I done told ya? Personally, that shit ain't too cool with me. Everyone know you a freak. Tryna keep this shit low-key. So I just post and delete. You want the wave? Taking pictures when you up in the rave. Stars in the ceiling. They know when you in the building.
I've been drinking so much champagne. Sipping, swerving in a rave. She act like I'm a chauffeur. She wanna stand in our way. She not tryna be part of that way. Comments if we conversate. Tryna throw it in my face. Tryna get me out my game. I say, post and delete.
Yeah, so all right, we're back on a Monstrous Monday. We do have some who's bumping who and who's getting fat, also known as the entertainment news. We got some stuff on 50 Cent, but for right now, we're going to talk about the event that went on over this weekend with Zoe Dallas. Me and the Monstars, we hosted the ones and twos. We did part of the hosting, the whole whoop whoop. Get it? We held it down. I'm just saying, as a squad, we did our motherfucking thing. We did our motherfucking thing. I'm just saying, So I, first I want to say a big shout out to all the artists that came out and performed, that actually turned it up, that made it a great wait for Zoe Dallas to come out and perform. Who was it? Terry J had a good performance. Miss Unbelievable. Who else can you think of had a good performance? Let's see. Miss Lyrical. Let's see. Just Will. Let's see. INS. Part of INS got it in. Let's see. Who else? Silent Flows took the stage. Let's see. Who was the other guy? Let's see. Phil Cognito. And there's another dude. Was it Devo something? I can't remember his name. He really, really, really got it in as well. So, man, I wish I could remember his name right now. But hey, he really had me at the booth like, what the fuck? Where he come from? Coming in here showing out like that. I mean, did you enjoy the opening performances?
I enjoyed the opening performances. They just showed, you know, Minnesota sound all around, which was, It was hype, you know. No one disappointed that night. It really opened the door for Zoe just to come on in and do his thing. So big ups to everybody who was there, who performed. They showed out. Just looking forward to seeing them all again with the new flow and showing out again.
Right. So yeah, it definitely was a great event. And one thing I really like, nobody really had to tell the you know, usually when you go to a performance and the independent artists are there, they gotta be like, everybody come to the stage. Come to the stage, I'm trying to get it in, come to the no, they didn't have to. People was already there. The entertainment was set. You know what I mean? Big shout out to Equator Line Records and Baby Boo Number One Photos for putting it on. But yeah, it definitely was a great night. Big shout out to my homie Thug. So yeah. Matter of fact, we got a call over here. They pressed 1 as soon as we start talking. Maybe they was at the event. I don't know. They from the 612, so I hope they like me. Oops. 612-360. We seen that you pressed 1 on a Monstrous Monday. Hello. Who we got on the air?
Hello, it's Baby Bell.
Ooh,
you done talk me up.
What's good, baby?
You done talk me up.
Oh, huh.
Yeah, we did.
That's what's
up. I just want to say, like, my whole team, I'm glad the team that I put together, everybody showed up and showed out, especially the E-Monster team. They all had their matching shirts on, and they was out there getting the crowd hyped and, I mean, I just love my E-Monster. My E-Monster team is so amazing. I didn't have to come back. I mean, y'all, I was running around and y'all did y'all thing.
Mhm.
While I was doing my thing, trying to keep the things going. No.
Yeah, you know what? Big shout out to the Monstars, for real. You know, my game has been elevated to a whole another level with the Monstars. It's unbelievable. Prime, T-Bone, Yidding, and all the other Monstars. We're really doing it, and we're doing it, having fun. So we were glad to be there, for real. So, you know, Monster salute to you and your squad, you know what I mean, for bringing us in on it. So we appreciate you.
Thank you.
Unbelievable.
And that wasn't the first, and that wasn't the last show. We got more things in the making, and we got our Halloween party coming up, a Halloween show, October 29th. We gonna have our sexiest and scariest competition costume. We're going to have some good artists out there and some, obviously, some good music, some good DJing.
Yeah, it's going to be monster. Right.
I'm
need to come up with a dance for Halloween.
This Halloween, I want to see everybody costumes. I'm still trying to put my costume together. I don't know what I want to wear. Am I
going to
come
scary? I have no clue.
We got a whole month. That month's gonna go fast though. I need to figure out, you know, shopping on the costume.
Whew.
Can't go last minute on the costume. We gotta get it while all the supplies brand new, nothing picked over.
Man,
right,
I'm
right.
Still clueless. Like, somebody go online and give me some ideas at my stage. I have no clue what I want to be.
I like that. You know,
man,
we should put up a poll.
Just some suggestions.
What you would wear.
Yeah.
Right. Watch. I'll mess around and get something bad, like some type of stripper or something. No, man. Walk around and show my nipples. What's wrong with y'all?
Oh,
yeah,
we'll put
the
little tassels on them and make them
you wrong. You wrong for that. You all the way wrong. Oh, my goodness.
You said it. I don't know, though.
No, I might go. What's that dude's name? 50 Shades of Grey. That's the one I'm gonna go as. With Darian or something like that. Ain't
ooh.
Name? Yeah, that's the one I'm gonna go
Christian?
As. Christian? Yeah. I can't even
name
that. Yeah, Christian. Whatever.
You gotta
that's
walk
what
around.
I'm gonna be.
You gotta walk around with all the whips and chains. You gotta have
and the bondage. Okay.
Wait, what? I didn't see the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
That's a bondage. You
see the
that's
movie?
A dominatrix. Yeah,
ooh.
You see the one who does dominance. Yeah, submission and honey and the contracts.
I might want to try 25 of them 50 shades or something.
Look, I'm taking all 50. What you talking about? I ain't know what's for myself or...
I don't know. No shortage, honey. I don't know if we can go back in them slave days with that whip, though. He was a little rough.
It only you only can hit me 3 times and then I'm good. Because, you know, after the first time, you get used to it. The second is a sting. And the third time is a sensation. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm saying pineapple.
I'm saying 50 shades. I'm saying 50 shades. The tie down and put some in over your mouth, but like, don't say nothing, don't move, sit right here. Like, what?
That might be exciting, though. That's exciting. I think I could do a little handcuff. You could tie my mouth up or something, but all that beating stuff, I just don't know. I might could do a little whack. I don't know.
You could do a spanking.
I can't do the spanking, like,
what?
I was running from my
girl.
Flashbacks and stuff. I can't.
Get up and get to slapping them. But like, wait a minute.
Who are you hitting? No.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, you went too far. That was too hard. You went too far. I can't sit down. You went too far.
Well, hey, on that note. I'm going to play an R&B artist, but it's more like reggae because, you know, we play hip-hop, R&B, pop, and reggae music around here. So check it out. This is some news to Mayor Braxton on what we're talking about. Fuck around, hit you with that whip. Make your ass run. This is her track, Run.
Oh.
Watch this radio live.
Yeah, we live. Run, yeah.
Control of my body, boy, come and get you some.
Run, 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 run
me crazy. Looking at me, told him that my lover man need me on the daily. Get all my affection and all my adoration. I'm gonna leave him early cause I can't keep him waiting. Sugar sweet, yeah. Make them wanna run, run. Now everything I do, bring them to his knees, yeah. Make the boy dumb, 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 dumb. He be always asking, when we gon' meet? I say, at the house, run, 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 run. Loving it tastes just like sugar sweet, yeah. Make them wanna run, 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 run. Yeah, no sweeter, run, run. Mama know how to treat them, run.
Monsters Radio Live.
Okay.
New R&B.
Run, run.
Uh-huh.
Woo, woo.
That's new
you
music.
See how she
yeah,
said?
New music for our, huh. How she said what?
You see how she said in the end, get your life. She said, get your life. That would be me. Get your life. Run, run.
Get it. If you don't got it, run and find it.
Right. So I that's a submission for our Wet Wet Wednesday where it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. So hey, make sure you tune in to us Monday through Friday. We got Takeover Tuesday. We got Comic Cafe. We got Friday Night Live. We even got people who don't know how to put on their damn seatbelt while they're talking on the phone. But it is what it is. but yeah, tune in. Especially if you're an artist, Takeover Tuesday, you can call in, take over the show. If you got events, you babysit on the weekends, we don't care what you do. We won't send your ass a bill. You dig that? Takeover Tuesday. It's the only night you can call in interactive radio anywhere and promote yourself for free. That's right, promote yourself for free. You call in on a Wednesday, a Thursday, a Friday, we're going to send your ass a bill. Get it? So make sure you call in Takeover Tuesday. It's when we do our interviews. There's a lot of good stuff going on there. If we got events, it's usually where we give away our tickets, all kinds of things. So don't forget about Wet Wet Wednesday and Takeover Tuesday, the only night where you can take over the show. That's Takeover Tuesday, not Wet Wet Wednesday. But you can call in and talk sexy, though. It is what it is. Let's see. What else did I have? Okay, here we go. Matter of fact, I'm glad that we got Baby Boo number one photos on the air because this kind of fits in. You know, we try to give out information on things, on people that's actually doing things in the industry. Doesn't matter if you you make videos, you take photos, you make songs, whatever you do. Check it out. Apparently, 50 Cent jacked a couple photos, and the photographer is suing him. You dig? So check it out, artists out here. Pay attention. Basically, what happened was 50 Cent took some pictures. He put it on his Instagram and other social media, and he's using these pictures to promote these pages, and he's getting a lot of likes. Like, one, he's got, like, 43,999 likes. Up under this picture that he posted for his, I believe it's Instagram. So the problem is 50 Cent took it, and he basically altered it a little bit, like say like he might have made it black and white or used a sepia on it, which is basically a red tint for those of you that really don't know much about photography. But he took the pictures and put them up. He didn't ask the photographer. Doesn't look like he gave any credit to the photographer. And that's why he's being sued. So if you're an artist out there, you can't just take pictures just because someone took the picture of you, just take it and post it. You're supposed to ask for permission. The picture belongs to the photographer, the person who actually snapped the photo. So you must get permission to use these photos.
That brings up something. There was a photographer there that night, and I ended up going in to a studio session with Zoe Dollars after the concert, and he ended up being there. And so I was so mad I didn't have my camera, like, but I was so busy doing everything else, you know. And so he took some bomb pictures, and I seen him on Instagram, and I was like, I liked him. And then I went back, and I'm like, dang, I need to see if I can pay him to get them copies of the picture, because he was there for the whole show, and he was there after, you know, when Zoe Dollars did this little session with a Minnesota artist. And so I was talking to him on Instagram today, and I was like, you know what, can I have all the pictures that you took of the show and, you know, everything that you got of Zoe Dollars, and I'll pay you. And he was like, well, I got a few shots. And then I was like, well, why did you take down them one picture? Because they were awesome. I mean, that's awesome pictures. And he was like, well, I didn't get a lot of hits on them, so I just archived them. I'm like, well, you didn't even let the pictures be up long enough for people to come out of their weekend and actually sit down and look through Instagram, because my Instagram is, like, blowing up with likes and views and all kind of stuff. And and I was like, well, put your logo on it or do whatever you have to. You can put it across the middle of the picture. I don't care. And I'll post it and advertise it. And he was like, oh, beginner photographers do that. I don't do that to my pictures. And I'm like, well, when I first started photography, photographers came at me and was like, why are you not putting your name on your pictures? You know, it was like, you need to do that. Now it's like, nah, that's for beginners. I'm like, when did that happen? Like, that's why I was interested when you said 50 Cent posted somebody else's picture, like, how he get that picture without that photographer putting his name on it in the first place.
Right.
And that's where the problem came across, because the photographer didn't put their name all over it. Did what he wanted with it. Or sometimes
what happens, it's happened to me before, I'm not going to stunt, where the artist will get the picture, it'll have the watermark on it, but they'll crop the watermark out.
I've had that happen to me before. I'm like, dang, I don't get no credit. I don't get no credit.
Right.
And then you crop the watermark out and still didn't give me no credit. At least you could be like, oh, baby, boo, 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 boo. I'm like, the whole point of me putting my name on it was to know for everybody I did it.
Right. Especially if you didn't pay me for it. Sorry, I'm getting emotional. I'm going to calm down. I'm going to wait in the comic cafe.
Oops, sorry.
So, ladies, we are getting close to the end of the show. So go ahead again. Tell them about the Halloween event that's coming up. I mean, is there a prize for the best costume? I mean, what's that?
Well, we have some upcoming things. Hopefully to be confirmed within the next week or so. So we'll probably just keep you updated on those prizes. And there'll be some good prizes that everybody will be, you know, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag too soon. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, we always have prizes and we always have raffles. So know when you pay your entry, you're going to get a raffle ticket, because we always got something to give away. Remember, it is on October 29th. It's a Sunday. It's the Sunday, 2 days before Halloween. You know, why only wear your costume one time? Wear it two times. Wear it three times. You know what I'm saying? You might hit a party on Friday.
Right.
You might hit a party on Saturday. Come hit it on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Get that costume.
Real talk.
You know? Is wearing before, you know, the actual day you go out, take your kids, because, you know, you're too old to go trick-or-treating, so you got to find some kids to go trick-or-treating.
Right. You either buy their candy or lie, be like, this candy ain't no good. This is a no-good candy pile. and that's really your pal. That's how I used to trick my kids. This candy over here ain't no good. That's a lot of no good candy, Daddy. The next couple of days, like, how come you eating out of the no good candy pile? Mind your business.
Hush, you want punishment. You want punishment.
Right.
Okay.
So,
why you all in my business?
Hey, that's going to be a whole nother show coming up here in the next couple of weeks. Costume etiquette. Get it for
Ooh.
Halloween. What you wear at the job site? What do you wear outside? Costume etiquette. You know, people
Ooh,
having
right.
company parties.
Right.
Ooh, you be like, oh, you can't wear that to no company party, girl. What's wrong with you?
Costumes in general, please. Let's say
is
that.
Is it an after party, though? Is it an after party costume party? Or you
don't
wearing
break
your costume
it all down.
At work? What are you wearing
is
your
you trying to get your? Is you trying to get your boss's attention costume?
Uh-oh.
Oh, you trying to take your co-worker's job costume, okay?
About how scared
right.
is that bother you every day? Come in, just scare them. For no reason costume.
No. Or are you trying to
no,
make
so
your man... No, wait. Betty Boop, are you trying to make your man mad costume?
Oh, you ain't getting out this house costume. No.
Right. Oh, we about to have a fight when you get home, costume.
you knew what you was doing.
Right. Who you trying to impress at work? Who you trying to impress? What? What you
Who you trying to get?
Okay. Right.
Oh, that's gonna be funny.
Guys, I got some new tank for y'all. I guess. And then, let's see, I guess this is how we do shout-outs. Yeah, okay. Any shout-outs or last words there? Betty Boop, number one photos.
You said
Hello.
What? Sorry.
Any last
Hello.
Words?
Say that again. Just follow us. Look for our flyers,
mm-hmm.
upcoming events. Because when we do what we do, we partying. We going to bring the mom saws and the saws out.
There it is. What you got for us, Miss Unbelievable? Dun, 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 dun. There's your music. That's the best I can do.
Just keep evil out your heart and put love there, because the shootings and the killings and all that's going on, there's enough stuff going on fires with the tornadoes and the hurricanes that we should not be killing and taking lives. So just love one another and just love on those, you know, that is before you, and just, you know, keep the evil out your heart. Just try that once or try that twice and keep it going.
And, hey, we just going to end it just on that right there. Get it? So check it out. Hey, this is some new tank. It's called Do For Me, Monstrous Radio Live on a Monstrous Monday. Tomorrow is Takeover Tuesday. Make sure you tune in. Only day you can take over the show. So make it do what it do. Enjoy the night. Monstrous salute.
Spend this money on you. That's what a nigga like to do. If it ain't my shit, then a girl don't want it. And if it ain't my shit, then a girl won't blow it. I'll make you feel like a queen. You pick out anything, I put the bag on it. We don't even check the tag on it. I'm holding nation, throw a flag on it. I don't trip that I'm your paper boy. I just wanna know what's coming back for it. I can make a few requests, but I'd rather not have to ask you to put in your work. I don't mind a double tag. If you put in work, make a nigga double back when you put in work. Girl, this ain't no game. I really blew it all for you. What you gonna do for me? Driving
driving your Benz like a NASCAR. I plan to get what you ask for. Run up a check like it's nothing, girl. It's only tricking if it's not your girl. I can make a few requests, but I'd rather not have to ask you to. Put in your work. I don't mind a double tax if you put in your work. Make a nigga double back when you put in work. Girl, this ain't no game. I really blow. What you gonna do for me? 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 Yeah. When I take you on the town, you'll be burning it down. Now I'm thinking some things maybe I do deserve. You really wanna ball out. We gon' have enough to play in any paper game a nigga wanna call out. I've been doing my thing for you. You should get in enough to boss out or get tossed out. What you gon' do for me?